Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today here on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're always thrilled to welcome this lady to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you are doing well.
Oh, yes. I hope you are, too.
Yes,
and the
indeed.
Flu bug hasn't passed your way.
Not yet, and my fingers are continuously crossed in hopes that it does not. So.
I hope that works.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you, and we have a very important topic today, and we want to talk about the dangers of carbon monoxide. Some of the dangers there, first of all, I guess the best thing to do, Marilyn, is to start out and just talk about what it is exactly. What is carbon monoxide?
Carbon monoxide is a poisonous gas, and it is actually released through fuel-burning appliances as well as gasoline and diesel motors. This is something that can build up within your home, and every year, 500 or so Americans die from carbon monoxide poisoning. So we don't want to be in that number. Plus, often it affects the entire family when it's leakage within the home.
So you sort of answered my second question, is and why should we be concerned about it? I mean, if that many people die from it, and but the reasons for concern is that obviously can cause death. But how's that come about? What's the concerns?
Sure. What it does is in your body, it will block your blood's ability to carry oxygen out to the tissues.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you're going to die of suffocation.
Oh.
Now, that really doesn't sound very good when you say it like that, but that is what happens. And the danger is that you don't smell carbon monoxide.
Right.
There's no odor to the gas, and it can be produced by a lot of different parts of our heating and within our home. And it kind of, your symptoms are like headache, dizziness, nausea, shortness of breath, and impaired judgment. So that's one of the reasons it's so dangerous, is because if it's there and we can't smell it and these things start happening, we may think it's the flu.
So if you're, say you're away from home and everything's fine, then you go to your home and you start getting the headache and feeling a little weird, and then if you went away from the home, it went away, and you came back, same thing. That's something to concern yourself with right there.
It would be.
Yeah.
You need to look around at, of course, your furnace, if
mm-hmm.
it is a oil furnace, anything that takes those natural fuel burning items like gas or kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Your fireplaces, your wood stoves, your grills, all of those. But now if you have good ventilation, you know, you're not likely to have a problem. But you should, if you suspect that, just turn off everything that would be a fuel-burning appliance within your home and open up the window so you could get air movement.
So if you suspect at a given time, it's like, okay, this is sort of happening to me, it might be this, I'm going to you cut those things off, you open the windows, let things air out, and see if that improves the situation, right?
That's okay. Right. And I know within the winter, that's one reason that in wintertime you talk about it, I guess, really more, because it happens more, and we're all enclosed in our homes trying to keep warm.
Sure, yeah.
But we better call 911 and our gas companies, things mm-hmm. like that, to get this checked out. There's also another preventive with the CO2 monitors. It's
uh-huh.
like a smoke detector.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
yeah.
carbon monoxide detector that you can purchase.
Right.
And it will monitor the carbon monoxide within your home. That's a good thing. If you heat with anything that burns fuel,
right.
like wood,
mm-hmm.
oil, or gas,
yes, yeah.
you need to have the monitor within your home.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. A very timely topic and a very important topic we're talking about today, and that's carbon monoxide, the dangers of it, what causes it, what to look for, things to do to prevent it. And you're right, it is hard to make sure you've got the ventilation in the wintertime, Marilyn, because you want to keep your house as warm as possible. But that is one of the main keys, is to make sure it's ventilated. And we want to touch on this too. Why should we test for it? I think we've gotten the reasons, basically, but how do we test for it? You say there's a special unit that we can use for it?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's a good idea to always get your furnace checked each year.
Yes.
So any of those, the furnace that you're using, like if it's gas or oil, mm-hmm. you want to have that checked. You want to have the detector, carbon monoxide detector,
okay.
within your home. And then you just want to be aware of some of the dangers that can be within the home, such as don't leave your car if you have an attached garage to your home.
Right.
Don't leave the car running, mm-hmm. naturally, because it can build up without you realizing the CO2 was there. But sometimes there may be a pathway, through the door, through a window that might come into your home if your garage is attached, or even like a water spigot that would, goes into the house from the garage, something like that. So be careful of that. And always, that's the reason they tell us not to heat our homes also with a stove.
Right.
Like if you're using in the kitchen, you need to use your vents when you're using your stove,
mm-hmm.
because there's a possibility if it's gas of having some CO2. Leakage from that, and you don't want to heat your home with that. And I know sometimes you hear of things like this when it's extreme situations,
mm-hmm.
but that's one thing we want to avoid.
A lot of tragedy with this.
Barbecue, don't use your grills because
no.
they're using propane gas. Don't use those inside the closed part of your home because the gas and charcoal will give off a lot of carbon monoxide.
And Marilyn, it is fascinating to hear, and you realize people get in dire situations, but it seems the tragedies that we hear about in the wintertime based on this are primarily things that people do that we know we should not do, but they're doing them in an effort to keep warm for whatever reason, and that's when
Absolutely.
The tragedy strikes, yeah.
Some others are things like the kerosene heaters.
Yep.
Lots of people use those as a backup source. That is another area that would produce carbon monoxide. In the fireplace, don't close your damper when the fire is completely finished, because
right.
those smoldering embers in the fireplace
mm-hmm.
will produce an abundant amount of carbon monoxide. And, of course, if you close the damper off, it's just going to be able to come back into your home.
Yeah. Kind of smoke up your house in a hurry, too.
It sure would if there's much left,
but
you want to be very cautious in using any wood or fuel burning appliance.
But the wood burning and the kerosene heaters and stuff, they can be used safely if you make sure that your house is well ventilated, right?
You can use those very safely, and
mm-hmm.
they give wonderful warm heat.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to remember that you need vents. Like if you're using gas appliances, you want to use your vent in your kitchen. And then these other items, can leave a window cracked maybe. But the main thing is having the carbon monoxide detector so that you'll have some warning.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about the dangers of carbon monoxide. Marilyn, and I know that January just ended. It's a radon awareness month. Let's talk what that is and why we should test for it.
Okay. Radon is another gas which is tasteless and no smell. It can creep into your home from below your foundation of your home. That's where the rock can deteriorate and make the radon gas. And we have kits here if you would like to check your radon level in your home, because radon is important to know if you have any or not, because it's the second leading cause to smoking. Smoking is first, and it is second in cancer death, lung cancer death. So you want to check and be sure that you know if you have that or not. And we have the kits that are very simply done. You can just call here to the office, 679-2061, And we will be glad for you to drop by and pick up a kit so that you know if it's in your area or not.
And unlike what we were talking about at first of the program, carbon monoxide, this radon is not something that you're using that creates it. It's created in a natural way. Is that right?
You're correct. Okay. It is a natural decomposition of rock below the surface of your foundation of your home.
Okay.
And it is not something that you see very often here in our area, but sometimes one house will have it and the next house will not. And the main thing is to know that you have, if you have that problem or do not have the problem,
sure,
do something about it, which they can put in what they call a mitigation system that would run up in your home from your basement to take it out into the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
Radon gas as well as carbon monoxide gas, as long as they are out where nature in the air, they're okay.
Wide open space, you're fine. Yeah.
You're fine.
Well, Marilyn, you have sufficiently frightened me today, okay?
Well, we need to make you aware.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Some great advice today. And, of course, they can always call your office. They have questions about what we talked about or anything even related to this, right? And your number again, please, Marilyn?
It is 679-2061.
And that's the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Office. Marilyn Wells, thank you once again for your time and your info. We really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Marilyn. Folks, thanks for joining us here for Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.